Good morning, and thank you for standing by, and welcome to What is X-Force, and How Can I Leverage X-Force to Sell Security Solutions? At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. In order to ask your question, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect. I will now turn the call over to your conference host, Ms. Wang Gui. Ms. McKelvey, ma'am, you may begin.
My name is Wang Gui McKelvey, and I'm the X-Force Marketing Manager. And on the call with me today, I have Clinton McFadden, who's our Senior Operations Manager for the X-Force team, as well as Leslie Horacek, our X-Force Threat Response Manager. And today, the purpose of the call today is to give you a high-level overview of what is X-Force and how you can use the X-Force team to help you sell IBM security solutions. So moving to slide two, this is an agenda of what we're going to cover today. We'll start out with an introduction, an overview, and then take you through a couple key things that are unique to X-Force so that you are better equipped when you are in your sales engagements. So moving on to slide three. So what is this X-Force that everyone's talking about? X-Force is a commercial security resource organization within IBM that's responsible for understanding the threats and vulnerabilities impacting businesses and end users out on the Internet. This X-Force team researches and evaluates vulnerabilities and security issues. We develop assessment and countermeasure technology for our IBM security offerings, and we educate the public about emerging threats through our thought leadership education. X-Force has been around since the early 1990s and is one of the oldest and best-known security research groups in the world. We also have key patented technology that X-Force has developed, including our protocol analysis module, which is the engine inside of our some of our IBM security products. So X-Force is a key differentiator for IBM and a key differentiator for our security offerings. Moving on to slide four. This is just a slide that talks to the different security applied research teams within IBM. IBM is well known for its research capabilities, and it's a true differentiator for IBM. So this chart depicts the different groups inside of IBM, including X-Force, IBM Research, and the Institute for Advanced Security. Moving on to slide five. So slide five really depicts the four primary pieces of the X-Force puzzle, which includes the research organization, our engines, the content delivery that we do, and our industry and customer deliverables. So our research group has to understand what the security issues are and how they work. Then that information feeds into the engines, which actually protect our customers from these threats. Engines and research together is then delivered through the security content updates that actually deliver the updates to our customers on a regular basis. We have a team who is responsible for assuring the quality of our security content and delivering them. Then we go to our industry and customer deliverables, which is X-Force customer-facing face that we have through our blogs, our speaking engagements, and then also the threat reports that we produce on a biannual basis, as well as the quarterly reports that we produce with our managed security services organization. So this chart really depicts the core components of what we do and how they all fit together. And ultimately, our goal is to provide the most respected security brand to IBM, our customers, and our business partners. Moving to slide six. This slide shows the ecosystem in which X-Force operates. We have teams of people that are tightly integrated across research, development, MSS, and our URL and SAM filtering technology teams. This is a unique system, and it has tremendous benefits for us. The X-Force research team analyzes vulnerabilities and exploits. These guys are responsible for dissecting and figuring out how to stop an attack from working. Then, once they figure out this intelligence, this team then hands this information over to the X-Force development team. The X-Force developer then figures out how to develop the security content that will feed into our security products based on the research that they were able to get from the research organization. Then the development team creates what's called an XPU, or an express update, that will actually deliver the security update to our security products. Then the security content feeds into our managed security services team, who manages thousands of customer networks across the world. Through MSS, we're able to have a unique insight into what is actually happening out on the Internet and understand the security issues our customers are facing. Then the MSS data then feeds into our SAM and web filtering technology team, where this team then classifies malicious IP addresses and can determine where malicious activity is on the Internet. This team is also crawling the web to find malicious websites, and they also look for new sources of attack activity. Then all of this information then feeds back into the research team, who can then take apart the attacks we're seeing, coordinate with vendors as needed to mitigate the vulnerabilities, and the cycle starts all over again. So you can see this cycle really helps to improve the quality of our products and help us to fine-tune our protection capabilities. Moving on to slide 7. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the vulnerability research that we do within X-Force. On slide 8. So over the past few years, we've seen that security vulnerabilities each year, there are about 7,000 of them that are disclosed each year. So lots of security vulnerabilities that are out there. On slide 9, you can see that we actually analyze them all. We catalog them all, and we analyze them all. We have lots of direct interaction with vendors who disclose vulnerabilities. We subscribe to mailing lists that disclose vulnerabilities. And we have all of this information inside our X-Force database, which is one of the most comprehensive vulnerability databases in the world. We have over 51,000 unique vulnerabilities catalogs, and entries date back to the 1990s. It's updated daily by dedicated team members, and it's been around for a long time. It has lots of different pieces that actually plug into it to get information. So database is very unique to us, and it's one that continues to help us to be a key differentiator for us. Moving to slide 10, this is just a slide that kind of shows you all the different information sources that we use to collect data. So we have BlackNets and HoneyNets and GrayNets and web crawlers that collect all types of information and gives us insight into what's happening out on the Internet. So, for example, we have these darknets that are out on the Internet. These are huge range of IP addresses that have never been used for any purpose. So since nothing is there, then there should be no reason for these IP addresses to receive packets from the Internet. But they do get packets. So when worms start to spread across the Internet, then sometimes they will randomly pick destinations that are IP addresses within our darknet. So when we see this happening, we're able to study how widely distributed the worms are. We can figure out where they started to spread from and how they're propagating across the Internet. So these types of things really help us to have a key understanding of what's happening and to be able to develop technologies to help protect our customers from these evolving threats. So moving on to slide 11. So we have a team of people who are collecting information about security vulnerabilities and then putting this information into our database. This group of people are extremely savvy, and they are constantly looking at the different vulnerabilities that come in. So if something critical comes in, then this team will raise it as a major issue that we need to look into immediately. We have meetings once a week where the team actually triages every single vulnerability that comes in for the week. We go through each one of them and make decisions about each one. So we'll decide how serious it is, or we'll look into figuring out if we need to cover it immediately or if it's not an issue that will likely affect our customers. So this is a process the team goes through every single week when new vulnerabilities are disclosed each week. And it really is a teamwork effort across all the different teams. So moving on to slide 12. So because we have over 7,000 vulnerabilities that are typically disclosed each year, we need to decide which ones pose the greatest threats. Some are significant, and quite frankly, some aren't. So one of the things we did a couple years ago with the trend report that we produced was to take a slightly different look at how the vulnerabilities are classified and how they're rated by criticality. So we noticed that the traditional way that to categorize vulnerabilities it's not the same criteria that an attacker would use or a crime organization would use to classify the vulnerability. So what may appear to be high on a traditional scale may never be exploited because it has too small a target audience or it doesn't really provide the appropriate financial payout. So this type of chart is what we produce. It shows the exploit effort versus the potential reward of vulnerabilities. So on the y-axis is the total opportunity size, whereas the x-axis shows the cost to actually exploit the vulnerability. Ideally, the criminal community will look for an exploit that will fall in the upper right-hand sweet spot of a vulnerability. So that means that it's cheap to exploit, and it has lots of targets or opportunities for a high payout. So in the case of this chart, vulnerabilities that attackers would likely target are related to web browsers or document readers like PDF, which is what we've been seeing. So moving on to slide 13. So in X-Force research, we look at research from several different perspectives. We do new and original research where we analyze and study new and upcoming technologies, along with discovering critical vulnerabilities in enterprise products that have never been disclosed. We do zero-day research where we analyze proof of concept and exploit codes that have come out before a vendor patch is available. We reverse engineer their attack tools to figure out how the exploit works and then determine if we have coverage for it or if we need to create new protection capabilities for it. We also do analysis of disclosed vulnerabilities. So when vendors disclose vulnerabilities, they don't really provide a lot of details because they don't want the bad guys to figure out how to exploit them. But in essence, we have to understand it. So we also do significant analysis of those vulnerabilities that have been disclosed to help protect our customers. Moving on to slide 14. One thing that's unique to us is that we have the research team actually can leverage our vulnerability lab here at NetForce. It's the largest and most complete vulnerability test lab in the world. This lab contains all types of computers and network devices and software from the last decade. So when we're analyzing a vulnerability in a product, we can go get that product, set it up in its vulnerable state, and actually reproduce the attacks in the lab. So this allows us to have a unique insight in how attacks work and how best to protect our customers from them. On slide 15, this is just an example of when we actually discover new vulnerabilities. So this chart is an example of some of the advisories that we put out around vulnerabilities in 2009 and earlier this year. So one interesting note is that in 2009, X-Force actually discovered 19 critical vulnerabilities in 2009. So moving on to slide 16, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the content development that we do. So going to slide 17, earlier I mentioned that one of the key technologies that X-Force has produced is our protocol analysis module. And this is the engine that really supports our products. So PAM, as we call it internally, is the protection engine at the heart of our protection technologies. It provides deep packet inspection and performs the strong protection we need to help stop attacks. So PAM's core capabilities are among the most advanced and in-depth when it comes to blocking threats. Plus, PAM's design enables us to add new security technologies and functionalities as threats evolve. So it's constantly changing and evolving to meet the challenges of security threats. So X-Force uses PAM to infuse new security intelligence that then feeds into the products that we produce. So we're constantly adding protocols and file formats and techniques to help prevent different attacks as they come up. Moving on to slide 18. So the next two slides, 18 and 19, really kind of go to what we call our ahead of the threat story. Really, all this technology is great, but really what it comes down to is how effective we are with our security effectiveness. So in 2009, of all of the top 61 vulnerabilities, X-Force was able to enable us to be 341 days ahead of the threat, meaning we have protection capabilities inside of our products well ahead of active exploits that were in the wild. 91 days, median days ahead of the threat, and 35 vulnerabilities ahead of the threat. So 57% of the top vulnerabilities we had covered well in advance of the threat. So really compelling information here that we continue to leverage from 2009. And then on slide 19, for the first half of this year, We're 437 days ahead of the threat of the top 14 vulnerabilities that were disclosed so far this year. So, again, really strong numbers and statistics to support how X-Force is able to provide value to our customers. The next slide, on slide 20, we're going to talk a little bit about our quality assurance process. So on slide 21, this chart gives you an idea of the thorough process we use to release security content to our customers on a monthly basis. So before we ship any security content to customers, it goes through this rigorous process to ensure that the content is reliable and safe for our customers to implement. As you can see, there's lots of internal collaboration that occurs to make sure we are keeping our customers safe. So everything from our research to our quality assurance team, and then it's tested and retested with our SOAP processes, all these things come together to make sure that the content we provide to our customers works and is effective. Slide 22, so this is an example of, so we produce the security content updates once a month, but then there are times where we have to release unscheduled updates to respond to security emergencies. So emergencies like public disclosures of new vulnerabilities or a zero-day exploit, which means that an exploit code is circulating at the moment and there's no vendor pass available, or even the vendor may not even know that the vulnerability exists. So in these cases, we will deviate from our monthly process and implement emergency updates to our customers if needed. So slide 23, so to close out this section, X-Force has a rigorous process we go through to release updates to our customers. We do our own research, we have an extensive quality assurance process, and we help provide some of the best security capabilities in the industry. All right, so slide 24, we're going to begin talking a little bit about some of our spam and URL filtering capabilities. So in X-Force, we have the world's largest URL filter database, which contains over 10 billion web pages and images. We've been told that it's the second biggest web crawler in the world after Google. So we have this team in Kassel, Germany, that's managing these technologies, and they're charged with analyzing and uncovering malicious links that are out on the Internet. They also provide key insights and are significant contributors to the spam and phishing sections that you see from us in our trim reports. On slide 26, this is just some high-level information about the SAM database that the team collects and analyzes. So, again, lots of information that this team is collecting to give us significant insight and intelligence about the SAM that's circulating out on the Internet. So slide 27, we're going to talk through some of the thought leadership that we do in X-Force. So this team on slide 28, this is a listing of some of the key events that we've had some of our X-Force team members to participate in, where they're doing talks about specific technologies or research that they've done and educating the community at large, the security community and the community at large, about the issues that they are uncovering. So you can see here from Black Hat to IEEE to the IBM Journal of Research and Development, we have people delivering this thought leadership throughout the industry. Slide 28 gives a couple examples of some really positive feedback that we've received. Our X-Force Advanced Research Manager, Tom Cross, recently did a talk at Black Hat, and you can see the quote here where he was thanked for the collaboration and effort that he provided to help the vendor the security flaw that he uncovered. And then on the right side, these are some resources for you to access some of the thought leadership that we produce. We did recently a similar talk to this one of what is X-Force to the more technical audience. So there's playback information there for those who are interested in looking at that. Also, I want to mention that we're participating in a SANS webcast series where we have several X-Force members talking about different topics. So far we've had two topics that were very well attended. One was around insider threats that David Dewey did with the SANS group, as well as the anatomy of an advanced persistent threat, which Tom Cross and John Larimer did. And then we also have another one coming up in the next couple of weeks in September around the launch of the X-Force Mid-Year Report. So lots of continuing thought leadership from the X-Force team. So slide 30, where is X-Force visible to customers? So as I mentioned, we produce these trend reports that we produce twice a year that are really extensive. It talks through a lot of statistics and trends that we've seen throughout the year and really gives thought leadership around how customers and organizations can help protect themselves from these evolving threats. We also have a blog that X-Force produces. So anytime there's a major event that's occurring or there's some interesting research that they're working on, they'll post blog postings to the public so that they can have some insight in what they're doing. We participate in conferences, we produce white papers, so the list goes on and on. So these are just some of the things that, that customers can see that are a direct contribution from the X-Force team. Slide 31, this is just an overview of some of the marketing plan milestones that we have for the year. So the left side is grayed out because we're already done with that stuff. So the right side is sort of what we have planned for the second half of the year. From a messaging standpoint, web, events, assets, and sales support. So I'm not going to go through all of this, but a couple of things I want to point out is our X-Force Mid-Year Report that I just mentioned. We're in the process of releasing our 2010 Mid-Year Report. Hopefully tomorrow is what we're hoping for. So if you see a press release come out tomorrow, then you know that you can say, I heard about it first on this call. So we are going to be producing that tomorrow, and with that, there are lots of different marketing activities that are around it, including an enablement session next week that's going to go through a deep dive of the key findings that we have from that report. So that will be 9 a.m. on Tuesday next week on this Tivoli talk, so we'll do that. We will also, like I mentioned, have a SANS webinar that we're going to do. We're going to do some articles with our Tivoli Beat articles and service management and action articles around the report. We have some new web banners that we've produced around it. So lots of fun things that we're doing with the report for the mid-year. So those are just a couple interesting things that we're going to be doing with that. And on slide 32 is just some bulleted list of some of the things that we're doing there. And on the left side are some of the new web banners you'll start to see around the report as well. So the next two slides are just to open it up for questions, and then the last slide is just a contact sheet for you in case you have some questions or specific things that may come up. There's a list of who to contact as well as some major links that we tend to send lots of sellers to when they have questions about X-Force. So, operator, if you would, could you please open up the line for questions and allow the participants to ask us questions that they may have?
If you would like to ask your question at this time, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. You will be announced prior to asking your question. If you would like to withdraw your question at any time, you may press star 2. So once again, to ask your question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. And one moment for the first question. Once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. At this time, we have no questions.
Okay. Well, if you guys think of any questions, like I mentioned, the last slide has a list of all of our contact information, so please definitely reach out to us with questions. And then also, please definitely tune in next week. I'll be going through some of the key findings of the X-Force report that you don't want to miss. We have some interesting new trends and statistics to share, so definitely tune in and listen in next week for that. So with that, thank you for your time today.
This will conclude today's conference. All parties may disconnect at this time.